Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson. Today, I'm sitting down with Shannon Martin, the Assistant Director of Foundation and Ag Education, to talk about resources available for ag in the classroom. Shannon, welcome to Inside Ag.
Hi, how are you?
Good. For those that don't know who you are, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got interested in ag education?
Okay, yes, sure, I'd love to. I live on a farm and a ranch in Dexter, Kansas, which is in Cali County. And my husband is a rancher. We have a little bit of farmland. He's several generation rancher. And so we live the whole lifestyle of trying to raise our own food as far as meat, because we have cow-calf operation. And so we, you know, raise them up and butcher them and sell our beef. And we like that whole cycle of knowing where our food comes from. We like to know that. And so, and to see the safe and healthy practices that ranchers use. And so that's kind of my background of living on a farm and ranch. And then we have four kids and they're all involved in agriculture. My daughter graduated from Butler with a degree in farm and ranch management. My son graduated from K-State with a degree in agronomy. And then I have twin boys that are in high school, and they wrote high school rodeo and are very involved. They've started their own herd. They have about 25 head now. And so we're just very involved with that lifestyle. And the part that we love about it is that we are feeding the world, and we want to know that our food is raised from a safe practices. And so that's the part that we enjoy about it, and just that whole rural lifestyle.
Yes. So you're very involved in agriculture, but you also do a lot of agriculture education, especially with Kansas Farm Bureau. Your work kind of focuses on a lot of different age ranges, from all the way from youth to adults. But how do you find and create fun and engaging lessons for the younger generations inside the classroom?
Yes. So I do love my job at Kansas Farm Bureau. It's great. So I get to work a lot with all ages, and I kind of see myself as a resource person. So I'm a resource person for educators. So I have been a teacher in the past. I have a degree in education. When this job opportunity was presented to me to be the assistant director of ag education, I thought, well, that's perfect, because then I'm going to use my love of agriculture with teaching others and teaching how farmers and ranchers use safe practices and how we feed the world and what can we do to inspire younger generations. So it was a perfect job for me. The way that I find resources, I like to, of course, do a lot of professional development, and I follow several blogs and podcasts and other organizations like ours and other farm bureaus, even around the United States, to see what ideas and things that they're doing. Sometimes I like to create my own lesson, kind of come up with an idea and think, okay, how could we teach this to different ages? A lot of the Kansas Farm Bureau ag education resources, we try to tie them to curriculum standards. And so I go through and check that and make sure that they're appropriate and tied to the standards in the correct way. And so it's really fun, and I love it. And I love being that point person. If somebody says, I mean, this happens all the time. People call me and they say, I need a lesson. We're learning about goats. And so then I do research and send them ideas and things. Here's some activities you can do, hands-on activities. Here's some lessons to read. Here's a video. And so I just go through and help them develop whatever, you know, try to give them resources to develop their curriculum for whatever they're studying.
You help a lot of professionals all across the state with ag education. What are some fun, creative lessons that you have seen outside of the classroom with youth lately that have really been exciting for you?
Well, one that I've been doing quite a bit is a lesson that has to do with the four chambers of a cow's stomach. And we actually take grass and pass it through Ziploc baggies that each represent each of the four stomachs and how the grass is digested through the stomach. I mean, it's kind of gross, but then it's kind of cool. And kids seem to love that. They love that element of it. So it passes through different styles or different phases of how the stomach processes grass. and it goes through some yogurt and some orange juice. And then at the end, the grass is all broken down, and it shows how a cow's stomach can do that, because humans can't do that. We have a monogastric stomach, one stomach, and we can't do that. And so that's been a fun lesson that I like to do. And I one of my favorite lessons, I love to do pumpkin pie in a bag, where you make pumpkin pie in a bag, and it's a consumable product that the kids get to eat as soon as they make it. And that's a fun one to do too. They seem to like messy ones. They like the ones that are messy, but that's okay. That is fun for kids.
Yeah, well, one sounds a lot more fun to me than the other one, just based off of the gross aspect. But working with kids always seem to pose its own type of a challenge. What's important to keep in mind when working with younger audiences?
So I really like to think about what age they are and, you know, their attention span and what's appropriate for that age group too, because you want to make sure that they can comprehend it and they can, you know, just go through the steps of whatever that activity or what you're trying to teach them. So I like to start with that, like focus on what is the age group. And in the Kansas Farm Bureau Ag Education Resources, we have ours on our website. We have them divided out by age range. So if you're teaching, you know, preschool and younger kids, you can click on our link to those resources. If you're elementary, if you're high school kids. And then we even have resources for adults too, things that you can do with adults.
Awesome. Well, the other aspect, like you were just alluding to, is you work a lot with adults. What are some different ways that county farm bureaus and others, organizations that you're associated with, have connected with the adult population?
Yeah, I'd like to think that through also and think about what are places, where can you teach ag education to adults? And I think that is a population that, you know, we focus a lot on the youth and going into schools, ag in the classroom, day on the farm, those type of things. But where can we reach the adults? And so, you know, when I work with educators or with county farm bureaus, I say, what are places where people are gathered or people would be maybe thinking about agriculture that you can give them some resources or show them some hands-on activity to teach them ag education. So some good places are at the county fairground, at the county fair, if you have a, you know, your fair in town. At the grocery store is a great place. Set up a booth in the produce department of a grocery store is a great place. We just had in my county, we just had our livestock association meeting. Now, of course, that population is probably not the population you may want to be teaching to, but maybe also there's a lot of variety in agriculture. But where are places that adults would gather that might be non-traditional? Maybe the Farm Bureau could sponsor a ball game one evening, the high school basketball game, and have booths set up as the parents are walking into the basketball game, and you could show them and teach them different aspects of agriculture.
Yeah, those all sound like great opportunities to kind of help spark some ideas in our listeners' minds. What are some tips to keep in mind when talking and educating adults?
I think for the adults, again, you have to think about their comprehension and, well, of course, they're going to comprehend it better, hopefully, and their maybe their experiences, and think that through on what's something. I like to connect it to the adults. So if you're teaching about, let's just say you're teaching about produce in the grocery store, you know, that's something that is going to hopefully resonate with an adult population. So think that through, like, what is something that they can relate to? Even if it's something that they may not be familiar with, how can you relate that to something? One of the lessons that I teach is about ag careers. I talk about what are different ag careers. And, you know, there's so many, it's so vast of how many different careers and how many different careers are tied to agriculture. And I even think about right now, you know, precision agriculture and drones are so important in our field. And kids, you know, when you think about kids and parents even who like gaming and computers, those type of things, you know, that can relate to those careers. And so maybe that's an opportunity for them to look at something that they never had thought of before.
Well, Shannon, you have shared a lot of great resources here today, and you have mentioned our Kansas Farm Bureau website. If people want more information, need some guidance on how to start some education in their area, where can they go to find them?
Okay, our website is kfb.org/education. And then when you go to that, you'll see our Ag Education logo. We have a special logo for Ag Education Resources. You click on that. And then, like I said, it's broken down by, there's actually several different areas. It's broken down by age. It's also broken down by month. So let's say it's March and you're like, I don't know what I could do for ag education in March. If you're a teacher and you don't know what to teach, or a county coordinator and you don't know what to teach, it's broken down by month. So you can look on that and see what are some ideas. We also have a ag education newsletter that's linked to that. We're getting ready to put out a video series that we're producing. That's going to be really neat. We're going to have 4 videos this year and then 4 videos next year. That'll have a great professionally done video with activities to do and snacks that are related. So if someone doesn't know what type of curriculum to do for an ag education activity, it'll all be there. They can show the video and then do the activity. So there's lots of things on kfb.org/education.
Awesome. Well, Shannon, it sounds like there's so many resources available for people wanting to really get inside the classroom and teach about ag education. Shannon, thanks again for joining me here on Inside Ag. For more information, like Shannon was saying, about ag in the classroom, you can visit Kansas Farm Bureau, kfb.org/education, or visit the link in the description. Again, I'm Savannah Peterson, your host for Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.